Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
If you could hang out with any serial character,
what
would it be?
A serial character?
Yeah. And this includes old ones, too.
Not a serial killer. A serial character.
A serial character. Okay. Yes, thank you. I guess that is an important distinction because killer and character are two different words. I think you need to, the character from your favorite serials. I don't even know what kind of bird he is, but the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bird.
Mm-hmm. The toucan.
Toucan Sam.
No, Toucan Sam is different.
Tricks Rabbit.
The Cocoa Puff bird.
He's still a toucan, isn't he?
Well, no. The
Cocoa Puffs bird.
The Cocoa Puffs bird is not a toucan, I don't think.
Oh, I'm confusing him then.
It's a three can. Sorry. That was dumb. All right. I'm sorry. Look, guys, it's late.
Oh, right? Wait. Yeah, he still is a cuckoo bird.
No, he's a cuckoo bird.
He's not a toucan.
Toucan Sam is a toucan.
Because he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
That makes sense. He's a cuckoo bird.
Okay.
Which is a cuckoo bird? That's not even a real animal. The dodo bird was the real animal.
Is there a toucan with a cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. That's right. That's what I was thinking.
Fruit Loops. Tony the Tiger would be fun. He's just a very positive guy.
Tony the Tiger, you could definitely go out and play some sports with.
Yeah. He's going to have a good time with you.
He's very active, though. He seems a little too in shape for me. I wouldn't want to take my shirt off at the pool next to Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, he's the guy in Venice Beach, lifting on the beach.
Yeah, Muscle Beach. Yeah, Tony the Tiger, you could frequently catch him at Muscle Beach.
Does it have to be a cereal character, or can it be a character from any packaged foods?
Okay, go on. What are you thinking?
I want to hang out with the elves.
Keebler elves?
Yeah, I want to hang out with them.
Okay.
Because they make the cookies.
They do make the cookies, but let's talk this one through, though, Mel. I don't think you would want to hang out with the elves.
Why?
Because they live inside of a tree. They're very tiny.
That's cool. Tree houses?
You would have to hang outside. You'd have to be outside the tree and look in their window to see what they're up to.
But they have a house in there, like a tree house.
But you don't get to go in there because you're too big.
Yeah, you can't hang out in their house.
You're not their size. You're your size now.
I could build my own treehouse. They can come hang out in mine.
Sure. I don't know if they'd want to live in a giant world like that.
Yeah, I think their cookie making ability significantly dips.
I don't know.
What about Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
I'm looking at a list of the top 10 cereal mascots. They're ranked number 3, which I feel like is kind of high. How many times do you think Snap, Crackle, and Pop have said, "Do you know who my father is?" That's what they give off the vibe of.
You know what? And I was thinking, right when I said it, I was like, I don't know if I would want to hang out with Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Because these are kids that come to Lollapalooza and they're 18 and they have water bottles full of vodka. and they're mean.
Yes, yeah, that, and I feel like if you step into hanging out with them, you're going to be the odd one out.
Yeah.
Because they're like I don't know if they're brothers or whatever, but like...
Like the Three Musketeers. Right.
Like Mel, if you or I ever hung out with Kyle and his two brothers, like it would be fun. Don't get me wrong. I think we would be like, oh, they've got all these inside jokes that we don't know about. Totally.
You're playing catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Hello.
Oh, are you, oh, Melissa's pointing. Jokes. Okay. All right.
I'm not acknowledging you.
Our inside jokes are just sports references.
Yeah. I know.
Like generic sports references. I don't think I'd want to hang out with Captain Crunch.
Why? You and the captain make it happen.
Well, now I'm back in on it.
You guys, what about Count Chocula? Yeah, I think he'd be kind of fun.
He'd be fun. He'd be Count Chocula would love to go to like an emo band concert with you. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I could totally see him being like, hey, you want to go check out Death Cab? They're at the Metro.
You guys, do you know you want to check out the Death Cab?
My thing though is you guys love spooky. Like you guys love Halloween, so that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a spooky guy.
That's true. You're not. You know who I think Kyle would be good to hang out with?
Who?
And this is an old character. He's not even around anymore. Cinnamon Toast Crunch's mascot. Do you remember him? They got the little Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like now like the crunches, the Cinnamon Toast, like the pieces of the cereal are the mascot.
Mikey?
No.
That was life.
That was life. He likes it.
You want to hang out with Mikey?
Hey, Mikey.
The chef?
Yeah, Wendell.
First of all, the fact that you knew Chef Wendell.
Yep.
I did not. I don't remember that.
Chef Wendell? Show Mel a picture.
I don't remember that.
He used to be on every box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Don't recognize him at all?
I kind of remember
He's like kind of pudgy, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Probably because he eats his own his own supply.
First of all, why do you think I'd be a good hang with him?
I don't know. I just feel like you two would like each other's company.
All you've said about him is he's old and pudgy. And then it's like, who do I hang out with that you're like, no, man, that's Kyle's crowd.
Stop. Oh, you're pointing to me like I'm old and pudgy?
Oh, dang.
Jeez.
You walked into this one.
Okay.
You walked into that one.
You little monster. Also, nobody said Michael Jordan yet. Technically, Wheaties box, right?
No, that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
No, because there's a million of them that are on the Wheaties box.
However, Doug Flutie does count because they had Flutios.
Flutie Flakes.
Flutie Flakes.
Yeah.
Kane Brown's got his own cereal.
He does.
Dang. No, we can't do Kane Brown.
Why?
Because that's just, we hang out with him at work.
Constantly. If you guys had a cereal, what would the flavor of it be?
It'd be fruity for
s'mores.
Sure. No, ew. S'mores for breakfast? No.
Ew. You're ew.
No, fruit. Like fruit? Like a Fruity Pebbles, yeah.
Ooh, Fred Flintstone. He'd be a fun hang.
He would be a fun hang.
You could go get some beers with Fred.
Fred's working hard, but blue also collar hardly guy. Working. You know?
Fred listens to US 99.
Fred goes to Kenny Chesney every year.
He's
a part of No Shoes Nation.
Fred is an Eric Church guy for sure. Yeah.
I feel like that
Shoes Nation joke was great. Nobody.
Oh, that is a good joke.
I was thinking about other jobs.
No, that was a really good joke.
I'm sure you guys have said it in 2 minutes.
Say it again. Say it again.
Hey, he's a part of No Shoes Nation.
Oh! So good.
He took car and no shoes. He's a caveman.
He's a caveman.
Wow, that's good.
Would you hang out with Barney too?
Honestly? Hey, hot take.
Hot take?
Is this a safe space?
Oh, don't you talk about his wife.
I love where this is going.
You're going to say his wife is hot.
His wife is hot. I'm into brunettes, but I'm even more into redheads. And so Fred's wife's even hotter.
Mm.
But
Wilma.
I think Barney's a better hang than Fred.
And why is that?
I don't love that.
First of all, Fred gives off main character energy. So it's like, it feels like whatever Fred says we have to do.
Mm.
Barney.
Yeah, I love it.
You're saying Barney's more easygoing.
Barney's go with the flow. He's like, hey, Fred, let's go get some beers at the bar.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Yogi Bear.
Let me steal this picnic basket.
Biscuits.
Doing a deep dive into the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, doing great for our Gen Z numbers right now. Doing great for it.
But I feel like, what are you talking about?
Especially when you pulled out Chef Wendell from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Even I didn't remember that.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Barney just seems like a cool dude. Like, I would want to hang out with Barney.
I think so. He's the one that would make a lot of mistakes, though, right? Or would Fred... No.
I think Fred made the mistakes,
Fred made the mistakes, yeah.
I think they both did.
They both did a lot of dumb stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Wilma was always like, oh, Fred.
Did you ever see the live-action Flintstones movie?
With John Goodman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do not make movies like that anymore. That is such a good
Halle
movie.
Halle Berry.
They built...
She was in it.
Bedrock. They built Bedrock.
Was she?
Yeah, 100% Halle
Berry. Yeah, she was. She was.
What part?
She was the
I
assistant to the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who played Wilma?
Wilma, wait, don't say it. I know that, not Rene Russo. What was her name?
It wasn't Nicole Kidman.
No,
was it?
Elizabeth something. Shoot, no.
Banks?
Bank, no.
Hurley?
Is it Elizabeth?
Hurley.
No.
It is Elizabeth. Ugh. Do you want me to say other things she has been in?
Yes.
To tip you off.
LA Confidential.
She is known for, none of these things I've ever heard of, but I know this woman's name. She's known for Sharp Objects, the TV show. Also known for Weeds, the TV show.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
No.
Elizabeth. It's not Elizabeth Shue.
No.
Elizabeth Shue.
She was also in the movie Must Love Dogs.
Back to the Future 2. Elizabeth Thompson? Or does it start with a T?
Mm-mm. She was the coral in Finding Nemo.
She was the coral. Hey, I just got this voice acting gig. What are you? I'm the coral.
Coral.
You said Shue already, what right? It wasn't Elizabeth Shue.
Wasn't Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Shue's in Back to the Future 2. And in Adventures of Babysitting?
Yep.
Yeah.
She was in the movie Big.
Oh, was she Tom Hanks' girlfriend? What is her name?
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, crap.
We just don't know her last name. Elizabeth Big.
Mm-mm.
Oh, gosh. Just tell us. What is it?
Drum roll, please.
This is going to drive me nuts.
It is Elizabeth Perkins.
I knew it. I love saying I knew it when I didn't know.
I knew it was Elizabeth Perkins.
Elizabeth Perkins.
But yeah.
Dang it. That's I should have gotten that. But anyway, Elizabeth Perkins. And then obviously Rose O'Donnell was Wilma.
Betty.
Mm-hmm. Wilma was Elizabeth Perkins.
Yeah. Who played?
My cousin had a dog growing up named Barney. So when he had his second, when he got his second dog, like growing up, he got his own dog and he named it Rubbles. Barney and Rubbles.
Played Barney?
Rick Moranis.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Honey,
he's not
dead. Shrunk the kids.
He's not dead. He just hasn't acted in a long
time.
Guy who got punched in the face.
That's right. He did get punched in the face.
I was so certain when the new Ghostbusters movie was going to come out that Rick Moranis was going to revive his acting career with that Ghostbusters reboot. And I to the point where I broke down the trailer. I did like this whole long blog about it, and it's a foregone conclusion. Rick Moranis is coming back, and this is the trailer leads you to believe that it's like, oh, this is Dr. Spengler's family, but no, it's going to be Rick Moranis's family. And I had all these did a deep dive on it. Sure enough, Rick Moranis was nowhere to see.
That's a great plane movie.
Ghostbusters, the reboot?
The reboot. Not the latest one that came out, the freeze one.
They keep trying to redo it.
I haven't seen that one, but the one before that.
That was a good movie.
It's a good movie.
They did a good job with that reboot. And I hate reboots or sequels that take 20 years to come out. I hate them.
Well, I don't. That doesn't bother me as long as they do it well. But when they did the girl one with Melissa McCarthy and... That was awful.
That was really bad.
And I was really looking forward to that.
That was really bad. Hate saying that because it's like...
I know. I was just disappointed.
They're four of the funniest women on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It was trying way too hard. The only reason I don't like the reboots and the sequels that take forever to come out is because most of the time they're not done right. But Top Gun Maverick, that was awesome. They did that one very well. And I was very worried about that. Zoolander 2 sucked. And that took 10, 15 years to come out. I'm really worried about Happy Gilmore coming out later this year.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I'm scared. Happy Gilmore's in my top five favorite movies of all time.
But I don't feel like Adam Sandler's doing anything bad lately. I feel like he's done so many good things.
Not exactly. A lot of his Netflix, the movies that he's done for his Netflix deal has been pretty bad. The good ones he's done were Uncut Gems.
So good.
That was an A24 film. That wasn't a Netflix movie.
Yeah, so that was a part of a studio release.
Yeah. He did that one basketball movie, but again, that was kind of Netflix. It was okay.
I actually liked that one. Thought it was good.
Where he was like the scout or whatever.
Yeah, because he just wasn't being goofy the whole time.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I feel like that's one of the reasons why I hate Billy Madison. I don't hate Billy Madison. I just don't.
Excuse me?
I don't hate it. I just don't like it as much as everyone else does.
You have just highly offended this man.
I know.
Excuse me?
Madison? Kyle's going to never hang out with me again and only hang out with Wendell.
It was a really fun podcast today, guys.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I misspoke. I misspoke.
Yeah,
I just don't love it the way
else. For sure. Anyway, guys, that's my time on the podcast. Thank you very much.
Back to school.
Oh, now you want to quote it? Yeah. Oh, you hate the movie.
To prove to Dad that I'm no fool.
How original.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Wow, now you're quoting it. Okay, yeah, you truly hate it. Okay.
He's just trying to kiss back up to you now.
He is. And I see right through it.
That Veronica Vaughn.
I'm not laughing.
You want to know something funny about Adam Sandler? In every one of his movies, the love interest has the initials VV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
That's a fun fact.
Vicky Valancourt, Veronica Vaughn, Veronica Bennett. That one always bothered me. That's from Happy Gilmore. That one always bothered me because it should be Veronica Bennett.
Oh.
All right. Well, Kyle legitimately left, so I guess we should leave too. He went to go hang out with Wendell.
Probably.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.